There's lots that's happening in the parish, and we'll endeavor to keep the announcements as brief as possible. Any birthdays this month? I know of at least one. Two? Three? Wow. Four? Five? Yes, we talked at 8 o'clock. Doug is a double dipper in a good way. He comes to 8 and then at 10:30. He had his blessing already, but we'll bless him again. Well, congratulations. Okay. Any others? Well, let us pray for them and for others who are celebrating their birthday this month. Let us pray. God, our Father, the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, brought great joy to Mary and Joseph. We thank you for those who are celebrating their birthdays this month. May they ever grow in your faith, your hope, and your love. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We won't sing happy birthday today because we don't want to start are you one, are you two. We'll be here for a little while. And congratulations. Actually, the word is out that Max's birthday is actually today. So it's a good day. Every day is a good day. Any anniversaries, marriage or other anniversaries? Wow. Another double dipper. Well, in that way, two in one day. Wow. 1 month. Any other anniversaries? Okay. We pray for Anne and Max for their anniversary this month. Gracious God, today we remember with thanksgiving the vows of love and commitment to you and to each other in marriage. We thank you for Anne and for Max. We pray that you'd bless them continually. May they learn from both their joys and their sorrows and discover new riches in their life together. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Congratulations, and God bless you both. If you missed last night, I'm not sure what to say to you. But just ask any of the 45 people who were here last night. We had a wonderful time. In fact, I was so worn out that I did hear the alarm this morning, but I dragged myself in here. But by the time I got here, I was invigorated. So thanks to all who prepared, who planned, who provided last night. God's provision. We had carol, Advent carol singing. We had making of the Advent wreaths. And we made cards for the shut-ins. The Wednesday morning group will be helping us out. We made 12 cards, but we need 5 more. So we have the supplies when you're here on Wednesday morning to help us out. And by God's grace, Doug and I will be going to see Dorothy in the next few hours. You might or might not be aware that Dorothy is at home. She has not been out, so we're going to make a very, very special effort to go and see her very, very soon. Yes, within the next few hours, we make that commitment. Today is also the 3rd anniversary of our Mandarin ministry, and so I would like Kwan just to say a few words. Come forward, Kwan. There is a cake that's in the refrigerator, and I did not get the chance to speak to the people who are... It went downstairs. Thank you. Kwan, I know you have a few words to say, and we'll make it a few. Like 3 words, one for each year. Good. And thanks to the parish for hosting this ministry. It's a very important ministry.
So today is the 3rd anniversary of the Mandarin service. And I've been with them from day one. So today their morning is in China visiting the parent, and And James is in another service in the cathedral, so I'm just the representative. The service has been up and down like any other event. But recently, I think God has answered our prayers. So our attendance has increased quite a bit. So now, instead of using the chapel, we are now using this place for service. And then we can also use the piano and so on. So I'd like to represent Morning and James and the whole group to thank you all for your support. Thank you.
Just want to thank Subdeacon Doug for his message this morning. It's also part of our leadership development in the parish. You would have noticed as well that there was a young man who played the second communion hymn. And in everything that we do, we give thanks for those who are currently serving, but we also look ahead to develop leadership and to use the gifts with which we've been blessed. So thanks, Doug, and thanks to, where's the young man who played? There you are. He's very reserved, but a very talented musician. Thank you both, and thanks be to God for your ministry here. Yes, give them a hand. We have a synod report ready, but today is so packed that we're going to present the synod report next week because we're all running. There's so many things that are happening. This week, Wednesday, we have the seniors group at 10:30, worship at midday at 12 o'clock, and we are starting our evensong, our Advent evensong at 7 o'clock. So if you're able to come to anything at that time, please come. 7 o'clock, Advent evensong, and on Wednesday nights, from now until Christmas. On Saturday, we have our outreach Christmas luncheon for those who have been coming regularly for our Tuesday morning program. As you know, we provide gift certificates to over 35 people in the community who come once per month. We provide a gift certificate and a token. And so this Saturday, we're providing lunch. But it's more than just lunch. We offer hospitality. And if you are able to bring along any warm socks, mitts, scarves, etc., please do. We've already collected quite a few, and so we'll be distributing those as well. We have a good group of volunteers, but if you're still able to come, please come along. On Saturday, while we're here, those of us who are able will take a few minutes and clean up the front lawn. I don't know if you noticed it this morning, but I've had a talk with Egan, and I indicated to him that he should not do it this time around. We will do it. So those of us who are here on Saturday morning will do that. Lastly, I had a meeting with the bishop on Wednesday evening, and it was a very good meeting. And the bishop and I signed off on the extension of my contract here until December the 31st, 2018. Now, someone mentioned... Someone said, why 2018? Well, the bishop, like all of us, we are governed by canons. And so although Bishop Robertson has some authority, Bishop Robertson also goes by the canons because we have canons that govern the life of the church. And so I thank Bishop Robertson, and I said this to Bishop Robertson, and I said this here, I consider it an honor and a privilege to serve, and by God's grace, we'll work together to continue to make this parish a healthy missional church. And so to God be the glory. In addition to discussing the extension of my time here, the bishop and I discussed, the bishop approved a request that I made for a short leave of absence without pay and self-funded for the month of January. And the bishop and I, well, the bishop approved the appointment of Canon Brad Lennon to be the fill-in for that month. And it's like a summer replacement. Canon Brad was here on Wednesday. He met some of the seniors. And in fact, he knew Muriel from his days at All Saints Sherborne. He has been a priest for over 40 years, and he is well-respected in the diocese. In fact, he was my first trainer when I started out on the postulancy process. And he said to me that I was his last student. Now I said, Canon Brad, I take that as a positive thing in that I was so good that you didn't want to spoil your average. But he retired after that. So Canon Brad will be here for the month, and we've lined up a team of my clergy colleagues from the deanery to offer pastoral support. So you'll be in good hands, excellent hands, and we'll have everything prepared by the end of December. All the liturgical schedules will be ready going down to April the 1st, which is Easter Day. So we'll have everything prepared so that we've planned ahead. So we ask for your prayers and your thanks this week. And I think I'm done unless we've forgotten something. Yes, shirts as well. We focused on things like mitts and hats and scarves because they're easily portable, and those are the things that get wet. I don't know if you're familiar with what happens on the street sometimes, but things like socks get wet and they need to change. Yes, bring those as well. You can bring warm shirts, and we're basically going to have them available and distribute them. So thanks for your ministries, and thanks be to God, and I hope that you're present at the next Advent party. It was a blast. Our final hymn.